Had something happened? Fighting a wave of dread that rose from within her stomach, Elizabeth waited for her mother to excuse her. "Go ahead," Abigail motioned for her to follow the butler to the parlor. Elizabeth stood and fell in step behind the tall man who looked after their home. The parlor, adjacent to the dining room, was a short walk away. But today the hall stretched for miles as Elizabeth anticipated what news John might bring. Stepping through the doorway, Elizabeth was unable to catch her breath for a moment. John stood tall and proud in his Union uniform. A question bubbled to the surface, but her emotions overtook her, and she could not form it into words. John nodded to the butler before the man quit the room, leaving the door open and positioning himself on the other side as a chaperone. Only then did John speak. He moved toward her, placing his hands on her arms. "We're shipping out tonight, Lizzie." She held back from his embrace, moving a hand across her face in disbelief.
"What? But you were supposed to leave tomorrow."
"I know. Things have been expedited. I have been informed that our train leaves tonight." The room began to spin, and Elizabeth's knees became weak. John pulled her into his arms, but she couldn't gather her thoughts enough to embrace him. Tonight? She wasn't ready. Her plans were not fully set in place yet.
"I know it's a little sudden, Lizzie, but we knew this was going to happen. It's just a little sooner, is all."
He pulled back to look at her and brushed away the tears she didn't know she had shed.
I can't,"
she tried.
"Can't what, Lizzie?"
His voice was soft as he tucked that errant curl behind her ear. The touch of his fingers on her skin was gentle, soothing.
"I can't say goodbye."
How could she? She could hardly form a coherent thought. He wrapped his arms around her again. This time she clung to him and sobbed. It didn't seem possible, but he held her even tighter.
"It will be all right," he soothed.
She trembled. He leaned back, only far enough to capture her lips with his. When the kiss broke off, he held her to himself again.
"I need you to be strong for me now, Lizzie."
She wanted to. Breathing deeply, she attempted to rein in her emotions. All the while, he continued to rub her arms, her shoulders, pressing kisses to her forehead and her hair. Why did he have to be so wonderful? Tears threatened to break through again, but she held them back. Once she calmed, he used his finger to tilt her chin so she looked up at him.
"Can you be strong for my parents?"
She knew what he meant. He spoke not only of today, but also if something were to happen to him.
"Yes,"
she lied.
"I know you can, even if you don't,"
he assured her, cupping her face. She hung her head, fighting more tears.
"Write to me?"
He hooked her chin with his finger so she had to look at him.
"Every day."
"Wait for me?"
he asked, his voice as tender as she'd ever heard it.
"Forever."
John's face broke out in a slow smile at that. Elizabeth allowed herself to get lost in his eyes. They belonged together. In that moment, she knew that's why he wasn't afraid. He would return to her because he had to. His lips met hers again in a gentle kiss. She returned his kiss with everything she had, longing to communicate all of her love, all of her hopes and dreams in that one kiss. When John broke contact, her head still spun.
"I must go."
He blinked, moving toward the door, his step wavering. Was the room spinning for him, too?
"I'll carry you with me, Lizzie. Always and forever. Remember."
"Always and forever."
She fought down a fresh wave of emotion, refusing to cry in front of him again. He reached over and pulled her to him for another quick kiss. Then he was gone, and she was alone. Elizabeth fell to the floor sobbing. From the depths of her heart rose a determination to see her plan through. If his leaving was accelerated, so was her plan. She had to get things in motion. Wiping at her tears, she got up. There was much to do.